97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. You can watch the USA men's curling team compete against Norway during the Olympics at the Tri-City Curling Club this Sunday and try out curling while you're there. The event is from noon to 3 p.m. on February 15th in Wisconsin Rapids. Club members will be there to discuss the game and strategy. You don't need any experience to try curling. The event is free, and you just need to bring clean, rubber-soled shoes and warm clothing that's easy to move around in. The Tri-City Curling Club is located at 131 Hurley Street in Rapids. All Clark County snowmobile and winter ATV trails on public and private lands will close at 6 a.m. on Sunday. Thorpe Snow Raiders trails are already closed as of 6 a.m. on Thursday, and trails remain closed for the Nielsville Granton Trailbusters. You can contact the Clark County Forestry and Parks Department for current trail information at 715-743-5140. February is National Heart Month. The American Red Cross is asking people to show how much you care by taking a Red Cross First Aid CPR and AED class. Only about one-third of adults in the U.S. say they feel confident and ready to act if someone goes into cardiac arrest. Having the knowledge and confidence to act can triple someone's chances of surviving cardiac arrest. You can visit redcross.org to find a class in your area. There's only one more week to wait for the annual Port Edwards Knights of Columbus drive-through fish fry. Beginning on Friday, February 20th, you can get a fish fry to take home for $14 with all the fixins. Next week, they'll be serving from 3 to 6 p.m. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Another challenge for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Spartans ranked 10th in the nation. That doesn't seem to faze Wisconsin, who beat number 8th ranked Illinois on the road in overtime Wednesday. Nick Boyd transferred to the Badgers last spring. Head coach Greg Garden, why Boyd has been such a great addition.
He's a winner. And he's won everywhere he's been, and that's why he wanted to come to Wisconsin, because, coach, I've been to a Final Four, and I want to get to more.
In Green Bay, the UWGB Phoenix beat Purdue Fort Wayne 76-49 at the Crest Center. The Phoenix now 15-12 and 10-6 in the conference, a big turnaround from this time a year ago. Head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Thunder 110-93. The Bucks have won 5 of their last 6 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog this morning, then we're headed into a really nice day and a nice weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a little patchy fog, partly cloudy, down into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high again in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.